You're listening to Psalm 144, a message from our More Than a Song series. God fights for us in times of struggle. Discover more about this truth in the first week of this series on worship.
We have a lot of new people here, so it's okay because I'm a new pastor here as well. So if you're feeling awkward and you're new here, I feel the same way. So relate tayo, okay? But we're glad that you're here. I'm glad that I'm here, and I'm glad that we have a chance to examine God's word today and see what he has in store for us. When we come into a service, when we come into an experience like this, it's good to be part of the whole worship, singing songs and praise to God. And it's also good for us to expect something. Because whatever you expect, that's what you're going to get. If you're going to expect that you're going to feel sleepy, you will. Okay? And I'll just try to make sure that I wake you up at that particular time. But if you expect something good, if you expect something that you're going to receive something from God, then you will also. And that's what we're excited about. Today we're starting with a new series. It's called More Than a Song. And really just, when people think about worship, that's what they think about. They think it's a song. It's the first half hour of our service. Yun yung inisip nila. But really, worship is more than just the songs. Worship can actually be done wherever you're at, whatever you're doing. It can be an offering to God. It can be a form of worship to God. So even your eating and drinking, I worship the Lord a lot. So I'm happy about that. But in anything that we do, that can be a form of worship to God. And today, we're going to examine some Psalms. Psalms is an exciting book. It's a series of songs, basically. Kung ano yung Psalms, it's actually a song. It's written to express how you feel about God. And the psalmists, when they wrote these, they were experiencing different things. And as they experienced it, they burst out into song. Parang it was just a natural thing. They were experiencing such a great thing from God na yung instinct nila was to come out in a song. It's like a musical. Okay, sino dito mahilig sa musical? Okay, this one, a few hands, okay? Yeah, sometimes it feels awkward. I mean, if I just come out here and if I'm feeling good, I start singing songs. I'm not going to do it. I don't want to threaten you. But later. But that's what they were doing. They would experience such a great thing. That's why people love songs. Because it's somehow, if it can capture how they're feeling, yun yung gustong-gusto nilang favorite songs. And so that we're going to look at some psalms in this next 4 weeks. And one of the most prolific writers of psalms is King David. King David actually is credited to writing 78 of the 150 psalms that are in the book. In the book of Psalms. And he lived a colorful life, lived an unexpected life, and somehow he expressed his love for God through these songs. And so that's what we're going to look at today. And that's what we want to be able to examine in different situations that David was in. Meron siya mga sinulat na psalms that would reflect on his experience. So this week, today, the first week, in times of battle, he wrote Psalm 144. Okay, as an expression of what he would do when there was a battle. Next week, it's in times of weakness, he wrote Psalm 63, realizing that God is a source of his strength. Okay, in the week three, in times of injustice, Psalm chapter 7, he knew that God would vindicate him somehow. And in the last week, in times of failure, when David fell and failed in his relationship, sa fourth week na natin pag-usapan yun. But when he failed, he wrote Psalm 51 as an expression of repentance and turning back to God. And so that's what we're going to look at today. We're going to examine Psalm 144. And in reverence to the reading of God's word, I want you to turn your Bibles to Psalm 144 and stand up as we read God's word. Alam ko baka hindi kayo sanay dito, but since kami ni Jason, galing kami sa galeria, that's what we normally do. We stand up just to make sure that when we read the word, you guys are awake, okay? Kasi pag nakaupo, minsan natutulog eh. So if you didn't bring your Bible, you can read along with us on the screen. But my challenge for everyone, I've been saying this now for the last 3 weeks, if you don't have a Bible, get one. Okay, wala ho kong commission sa bookstore. You can put it on your phone, you can put it on your iPad, any Android device. But it's good to have that encounter with God's word yourself. So we're going to start in verse 4. of Psalm 44. Are we ready?
Salamat sa inyo.
Okay, we're ready, we're ready. Praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. He is my loving God and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. O Lord, what is man that you care for him? The son of man that you think of him? Man is like a breath, like his days are like a fleeting shadow. We're going to move to verse 9. Skip to verse 9. I will sing a new song to you, O God. On the 10-stringed lyre, I will make music to you. To the one who gives victories to kings, who delivers his servant David from deadly sword, deliver me and rescue me from the hands of foreigners, whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for today, that we have once again an opportunity to encounter your word, for us to be able to learn something from this. I pray, Lord, that you open up our hearts and our minds for us to be able to understand what exactly you want us to understand about you. Lord, I pray, Lord, that whatever it is that we receive from you, Lord, it will somehow be transferred, not just in our hearts and our minds, but also in our actions, that it will be reflected in the things we do, that we can glorify you in everything that we're doing. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you anoint the preaching of your word, not from my own wisdom or my own lips, Lord, but only what your spirit wants me to say will come out of my lips. We thank you, Lord, once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go ahead and have your seat. When we look at the story of David, it just reminds me how fascinated we are. Talagang we're really interested in seeing stories of rags to riches. Sino dito mahilig kayo? Yung talagang pobre and then biglang yayaman sila and they become successful in whatever they're doing. How many are interested in that? Wala? Okay, ako, gusto kong mangyari sa akin yun. Okay? I look at that, and one of the ones that's famous in our nation is really Manny Pacquiao. Okay? Coming from humble beginnings. Okay, that's a picture that we had. This was actually 6 years ago. Okay, we all know that he's a professing believer now. But back then, 6 years ago, he wasn't. And we were praying for him right at that time. We were praying for him to receive the Lord. And it was amazing what God has done just in this last 6 years. How much money he's made, the way he declares God in his life. Apparently today, he memorizes one verse every single day. He memorizes it. That's the type of training and having that background. He devours God's word. And that's something that I'm hearing about him, and I'm just even more impressed with him. Okay? But you can see my fist is bigger than his. Yun lang masasabi ko. But, you know, when we look at his life, we're amazed with it. Ano yung background niya? San siya nanggaling? And yet, in spite of that, now he can be successful. A world champion, although he's lost the last two fights, but it's okay. He'll come back. All right? But and so that's the situation. And this reminds me so much of David. And David in his life, having humble beginnings, not yet, not the shepherds yet, but having a humble beginning. Here's the parallel between Pacquiao and David. Humble beginnings. Okay? They were warriors, both warriors, good in fighting. David was known for that. Okay? Another thing that we know about him is that they both like to sing after a fight. You know that about, di ba si Pacquiao, meron siyang concert, win or lose, he has a concert. That's the same way with David. And David, from being a shepherd, God turned him into king. Just last week, I heard that Manny Pacquiao made an announcement. Nadinig niyo ba yon? That after his retirement, he's planning to run for president. Okay, so could he be our next president? I'm not endorsing anything, but I'm just showing whether you like him to be our president or not. I really don't care. Okay, but that's exactly what happened to David. From humble beginnings, he became king. If Pacquiao becomes king, ganun ka imposible yung nangyari. Are you getting that? Okay, I'm not endorsing Manny Pacquiao as president. Okay, I'm not there yet. But wouldn't it be nice to have a president who loved God and served God and feared God? Sino yung gusto presidente ganon? I'm not saying it's him. I'm not saying that it's him. But that's what we want. And that can make a difference. And that's exactly how David was. Somehow, in spite of his humble beginnings, he had a passion for God. His relationship with God, tell them I'm busy. He had a relationship with God, was so close. Okay, even as a young boy, he already had that relationship with him. And loved God and would sing, even though he was there as a shepherd. Okay, you can show the picture of the shepherds. That's a tough job. Being a shepherd was the last thing that anyone wanted to be. Parang katapat yan ng ditch digger. Or something. I mean, no one wanted to do that. You were alone many times in different types of weather. It was dirty and everything. And that's what he was doing. And in that situation, somehow he had developed a relationship with God that no one could separate him from him. And there was such a heart of this man that God considered him a man after my own heart. That from that humble beginning, God raised him up. How many of you want to have that type of relationship? Not na magiging shepherd kayo, but for you to have such a close relationship with God that you knew exactly what he was thinking. You knew exactly what he wanted you to do in your life. Sino dito gusto niyo maramdaman yon? I want that type of relationship that he had. Now I can just burst out in song and just worship my God and express myself in whatever way that God made me as. That's what we want. And that's what I want for all of you. Na maramdaman niyo yung nararamdaman ni David. And after everything has passed, as we all go, receive him and pass on from this life, we will experience that forever. Being able to worship God. If you don't like worship now, you're not going to like heaven. So you can leave right now. Okay? You're not going to like heaven because it's all going to be worship for the God that truly deserves all our praise and worship. So what are we going to do? What are we going to do when we're experiencing battles? Meron tayong mga challenges that we face. How are you going to respond? And we're going to learn from David in his relationship with God how we can also respond in a certain way so we can develop that relationship. Just to give you a background of what's happening in this psalm is written as a response to the many battles that he faced. But one of the most famous battles that David had, how many of you can guess what it is? David and Goliath. Thank you. You were here this morning probably, you heard it. But David and Goliath, probably his biggest challenge. The biggest challenge that David ever, big, because he was about almost 10 feet tall. Different translations would say he's 9 feet 11. Meron naman 11 feet in King James. But no matter what, he's big. He was a big guy. Okay? And now the Israelite army was fighting against the Philistines. Goliath was one of the army of the Philistines. And what during that time, when there would be a battle, instead of having the armies fight, minsan nag-o one-to-one match na lang sila. They would choose one from one army, choose another one from the other army, and let them fight. Whoever wins the war. That sounds good, right? I mean, there will be less deaths. At least, isa lang yung mga matay. Okay, either from my army or their army, but isa lang yung mga matay, imbis na maraming mga matay. So that's what they would do. But when Saul agreed to this, I have a suspicion. It's not in the Bible. I have a suspicion he didn't hear about Goliath. And so now that they agreed that this it was going to be a man-to-man thing, Goliath shows up. And for 40 days, day and night, he would taunt the Israelite army. Sino sa inyo gusto lumaban sa akin? Ngayon lang. Okay? Sino dito gusto lumaban sa akin? Okay, ganito. Yeah, maybe another foot up here. This is how big he was. We're all on the same level. And now I'm challenging any one of you who wants to fight me. Israel reacted the same way. No one said, me. Oh, I'll do it. Oh, me. Even Saul, who was the king, was scared. They were all scared. That's what the Bible was saying. They were scared about what they were faced with. For 40 days, they were being taunted. Some of us, we face sin. Sometimes, we don't face a battle. We face sin or things that we struggle with. And when we face that, how long? Parang tinutukso ka, di ba? Taunting is tinutukso ka. Pag tinutukso ka ng crispy pata, do you give in? Would you last for 40 days? 40 minutes, 40 seconds maybe. But when there's something like that, that's what was happening, and they were not responding. They were scared to respond. They could not respond. And here comes David, instructed by his dad just to deliver cheese. Anak, puntahan mo yung mga kapatid mo. They were in the battle. Dala mo sila ng pandesal at keso. Goat cheese. Okay? So, kesong puti ang dinala niya. So, kesong puti and pandesal, and he was going to bring this there. And so, once he gets there, he hears this, he sees this giant taunting them, taunting Israel. And now, he knew that he had to do something about it. That's one thing about David. He's a man of action. I'm going to do something about this. He was, the Bible scholars would say, maybe 16 years old. 14 to 16 years old at this time. So, batang bata pa, nasa high school pa. Okay? And once he got there, he had to react. And so, how did David? Let's learn from the psalm that he wrote about how he faces battles. And we'll see how we can respond, this, in, hopefully in the same way as David did. Okay? So, in Psalms 1, verse 1, Praise be to the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war, my fingers for battle. Right away, how did David start this? He started with praise. He started by praising God. That's always a good part. I mean, we think of all the problems that we have. Do you always think about God as the first thing that you would think of when there's a problem? Hindi natin naiisip yun normally. But for David, that's something that was in him. He had to declare who God is in his life. I praise him. Why do I praise him? Because he prepares my hands for war. Paano niya masasabi yon? Why is David saying that? You know, because he understood in 1 Samuel chapter 17. This is the actual battle. You can read that whole chapter and you'll see what happened there. It's an exciting story. But here's he was saying, okay, Saul was explaining to him, you can't fight him. You're too young. He was born and bred to fight. You're just a boy. How can you fight him? Sabi niya, your servant, in verse 36, your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. Sabi niya, I've killed a lion and a bear. 16-year-old. How many 16-year-olds do you know that has killed a lion and a bear? Hindi si Care Bear, okay? It's a more ferocious bear that he had fought. Okay, the Lord has who delivered me in verse 37 from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hands of this Philistine. Sabi niya, I can defeat this guy. Sabi niya, your servant has killed, and I'm going to do the same thing to this uncircumcised Philistine. Hindi na lang natin itatagalog. But parang mas matanda yung laban niya eh pag itagalog mo eh. Pero wag na lang. PG itong service natin. But he said, I'm gonna defeat that guy. I'm 16, but God has prepared me for war. That guy can't say anything dahil he's uncircumcised. I'm sharing the Bible. Don't get mad at me, okay? It's actually there in your Bible. That's he was confident. He had confidence because he knew that God prepared him even before he had influence, even before he had the power or position. God was preparing him. Pag merong lion, he would when they would attack the sheep, he would grab them, get the sheep back, and fight. You know, sometimes we wonder why we go through challenges in life. Why did I have to go through that death? Why did I have to go through that breakup? And another breakup? Another breakup? Okay, we think about those things. But you know what? When you understand that God's with you, then you understand that you can help someone who's going through the same thing. I don't know how many times now I've encountered people in church that is experiencing exactly what I was experiencing many years ago. And I would just tell them, you know what? This is what God did for me. And that's all part of it. Preparation, I appreciate training. I appreciate preparation and all of that. I mean, I was an athlete 60 pounds ago. Okay, I was a swimmer. I know it doesn't look like it. Okay, before I was a swimmer, now I look more like a whale. I understand that. It's fine. I've accepted it. God made me this way.
Kasi kung payat daw ako, hindi ako pwede maging pastor dito sa, or, sa Green Hills. So, I fit.
Well, I appreciate training. It was years and years and years before, you know, it wasn't as if I decided, okay, I'm going to start swimming, and then the following year, I made it to the Olympics. It took me 13 years to make it to my first Olympics, and another 4 years for my second. So it was 17 years of training. I appreciate that. I appreciate the hard work that we had to do. And there's something about it, depending on my preparation, how confident I was once I got to the battle. There was this one training before we would be able to get home for Christmas. Even Christmas, we would train. Okay? Christmas Eve training, we would do 100 100s. Ang ibig sabihin, 100 meters, 100 times, you would go 100 meters. Okay? That's 10 kilometers in about 2 hours, 15 minutes. Okay, that was part of the training. And I remember this one year, I felt good after 100. I got up from out of the pool, and sabi ko, I'm going to do another one. Time me. So I went. And I remember when I was feeling tired in a particular race, it was 100 breaststroke. When I got up on the block, I said, I've done this before. I've done this 100, hundreds of times. Now I can do it again. I don't need to be scared. I don't need to be fearful. There was that confidence that I had. And that's what training does. That's what training does when we have a battle. Now that's sport. That's swimming. It's so silly, such a silly sport. Such a boring sport. Going back and forth, back and forth. Why don't we appreciate training spiritually? You think, oh, you know, reading the Psalms, oh, it's so boring. Lalo na pagdating mo sa Psalms 119, 4 pages. You know, pag umpisa mo pa lang, wala na. You can't even spend 5 minutes reading your Bible, praying to God. But that's all preparation. Reading your Bible, you get to know Him. And when your times, when you have to fight a battle, where do you go back to? You go back to His Word. You go back to that. And that's all part of the training that we all have. And that's why David was so confident. Okay, that's where he got it. Let's translate this to our preparation. We need to know God. Why are you going through that difficulty? Maybe because God is preparing you to minister to someone. Maybe right now you're going through that difficulty. You know what you need to do? Learn from it. Learn from it right now. Trust that God will get you through it. Knowing who God is, when you meet someone who's going through the same thing, you can help them through, pointing them to God. You know what? You know how I got through that? I was with God. And that's what we can see from David's life. Are you ready to move on? Are you still with me? Okay, respond lang ha, para alam kung gising pa kayo. Alright? The next thing here, knowing God also gave David confidence. Sabi niya in verse 2, He is my loving God. God. Right away, David knew that this God loves me. Okay? He is my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield, in whom I take refuge, who subdues peoples under me. That's his confidence. He knew this God. He had a relationship with Him. Kilala niya kung sino yung kasama niya. Okay? You know, how many of us can express that? When we're in trouble, when we're being challenged, where do we turn? Sa barkada mo? Alika, inom mo lang yan. Okay? O sige. I hope not. Let's go back to God. And see, and just remind ourselves, He's my fortress. I can hide in Him. Okay, no one can attack me when I'm in that fortress. He's my deliverer. He'll help me through this. That's the God that we have. And so in the battle, that's what David said. David said to the Philistine, "You come with me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." Here's Goliath coming against him with sword, with a javelin, with a shield. Okay? Something that you would expect from a soldier. But David, ano yung sinabi niya? "I come against you with a name. The Lord Almighty." Parang hindi match yung odds, di ba? Meron siyang javelin, meron siyang sword. Ikaw, pangalan, ang pinaglalaban mo. It may sound weird, but that's the confidence that he had. It's not by our strength. It's not by sword or your power. It's by God's Spirit that will get you through the challenges that we face in life. Are you with me? That's what David was experiencing. "I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty." Okay? Because David knew that on his own, he had nothing to offer. That's what he says in Psalm 3. "O Lord, what is man that you care for him? The son of man that you think of him." Sinasabi niya, "Bakit mo ko naiisip, Panginoon? Why would you even care for me? I'm just a shepherd. Why do you care for me? Man is like a breath, parang hininga. Yung ibang hininga pa nga, masamang hininga. But, kasi merong masamang tao, masamang hininga. Okay, anyway, you get that. Okay, man is like a breath. His days are like a fleeting shadow. Our life here is short. David understood that. He said, "I have nothing to offer." In his psalm, you know, God is great. He's done this for me. But for me, I am nothing. And yet, God will use us. That's probably one of the most amazing things. In spite of who we are, God will still use us to minister to people. God will still use us to bring glory to his name. God will still use us to point him, other people, back to him. There's a role. Hindi kayo singaw. You have a purpose. Look at the person right next to you. You have a purpose. Tell them. Meron talaga. Miski matatawa kayo pag tinignan nyo siya ulit. Tinignan nyo ulit, matatawa kayo. Okay? May purpose yan. Okay, and it's amazing. It depends on who you're with. As I said, I was a swimmer, and one of my teammates in college, it's an individual sport, don't show the picture yet, but one of my teammates in college was Matt Biondi. Okay? Swimming is an individual sport, but there were some times when we would have a relay, which excited me so much because this is a time where I can be in a relay and be part of a team. Okay? And so in the relay that I swam, it was a medley relay. It means we swim all the different events. Someone would swim the backstroke, I would swim the breaststroke, a friend of mine would swim the butterfly, and Matt Biondi was our anchor leg, freestyle. Okay? Matt Biondi won 8 Olympic gold medals, 2 silver medals, and 1 bronze medal. He just gusto lang niya lahat meron siya. Okay? But before Mark Spitz, after Mark Spitz, before Michael Phelps, there was Matt Biondi, and that's us. He was 6'7", kaya parang wala ako sa picture. Okay, dahil maliit lang ako. But that's him. All right? And it was a great privilege for me to be part of that relay team. And all I had to do, okay, all I had to do for us not to lose was that I would not be left behind so far. Basta as long as I'm being left, kung half a body length, kung one body length ang iwan namin, okay, I would be the second leg. And so backstroke, our backstroker was, okay, we would be about a second, mahuhuli kami ng 1 second. Pagdating sa akin, 2 seconds na. Okay? Pagdating ng butterfly, he was a good butterflyer, so we would be even. But we would be about 2 or 3 seconds behind. That's all we needed to do. That was my whole contribution to the race. Because if he's behind by a body length, he'll catch whoever it is swimming. Ganun siya kagaling. So all I had to do was just show up. Just make sure that I don't get disqualified, that I actually finish my race. And if I do my part, and I don't let someone go too far away, he'll catch them. Ganun din ang Panginoon sa atin.
We only have to do so, but mas maliit pa nga yung kailangan natin gawin para sa Kanya. The rest, it's up to Him. That's the amazing part. And you know why? Because He loves us. It's amazing that I to think that He would actually even still use me in spite of who I am, in spite of who we are. He still wants us to be part. And when you're part of something like that, wow, it's amazing. When He would, talaga habulin niya. Pag nahabol niya, He wins. I'm celebrating like I won the race. I had no part in it. I actually pinapatalo ko pa nga kami. But somehow, being part of that, knowing who we're with, knowing our confidence is the one who's in the race with us, that will give us confidence. That will give us our part. Knowing that on our own, we have nothing to offer. But with God, we have everything to offer. That was a good place to say amen. Amen. We'll move on. In verse 9, I will sing a new song to you, David said, O God. On the 10-stringed lyre, I will make music to you. Knowing who God was, knowing what God is doing for him, he comes out and worships God. Yun yung sabi niya, I'm going to write a new song. It's amazing what God has done for me. It's going to come out for me. It's going to, the joy, the excitement, all the things, understanding who God is in his life, he can approach him. And just like in a musical, God on high, hear my prayer. Watch my movie. Nandun sa baba, mura lang. When we start worshiping God, we get a new perspective on who He is. We get a new view. It comes out of you. Just like how, I don't know how that came out of me earlier. But somehow there's an excitement when you know who you're with. When you're giving praise to Him. Okay? When we focus on the wrong things, we'll stumble. This is what I got from Pastor Dennis's preaching this morning. Sabi niya, focus on giants, you stumble. Focus on God, your giant stumbles. And that's what it is. That's why we can come out and worship. You know why? That's why I feel so sad. You know what makes me sad? Do you want to know? Oh, yung mga nagsabi lang, mamaya, lapitan niyo ako, sasabihin ko sa inyo what makes me sad. What makes me sad when people don't experience the fullness of God in their lives. When we come here at a particular time of worship, at a particular time of service, we come and worship our God. That changes our perspective. That changes the way we view Him. And somehow, because of that worship, it changes us as well. We start removing our focus from our giants or our challenges and start focusing on God. And you say, alam mo, wala yung bagay na yan. It becomes really small in our lives. That's how great our God is. And here's David acknowledging where he got his victory. In verse 10, to the one who gives victory to kings, who delivers his servant David from deadly sword, delivers me and rescues me from the hands of foreigners whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hand are deceitful. David acknowledged right away that God gave David the victory. During that battle with him, with Goliath, all those who gathered here know that it's not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's. Sometimes inaako natin yung challenge natin. Sometimes inaako natin yung battle natin when the battle is the Lord's. It's not for you to fight because you can't fight it. You can't do it on your own. You need God. You need the church. You need your brothers and sisters. We invite you to small groups. They can help you when you're facing with a battle. That's what we come together for. We can be confident in life, fully submitted to God, knowing that we can fight from a victory, of a position of victory. We're not fighting from a position of defeat.
Even the battle, before the battle starts, when you know who you're with, you're already in a position of victory. If you don't have God in your life, yeah, you're right. You're not sure if you're going to win or you're going to lose. But when you're with God, if God is with you, you know. And you know, and you know, no matter how difficult it may seem, if God is with you, you are in a position of victory. Isn't that exciting? I look at that and I'm so excited. I get built up. I get stronger. You can ask my wife. I was sick last night. I was sick this morning up to lunch. Kinain ko kasi. But now I'm up here. You know that the pain in my stomach is gone? I'm just letting you know right now. It's gone. It's not there anymore. Yeah, it's not there. I couldn't even press anything here earlier. Even last night, all through the night, I hardly slept. But now I know that God is with me, sharing His word. It's strong. All right. We look at this story. We look at the story of David and Goliath. And we like to place ourselves in the position of David, thinking that we are the hero. Yun yung gusto natin gawin. We love the hero stories. I mean, you know, we watch different movies, yung mga hero movies, and when my kids come out, I'm him, I'm him, I'm him. We all want to be the hero. But you know what? We're not. This is the wrong view of how we should look at this story. When we look at the story of David and Goliath, we're not the hero. You're not David. We're the Israelites that could not respond. We're Saul, who was afraid. We're Goliath, who was boasting on his own strength. Sometimes that's the way we are. We're not the hero. You know who the hero is? Jesus. Jesus is the hero of that story. And that whole story is a picture of what Christ was going to do in defeating not our battles, not our giants, but defeating our giants and not us doing it on our own. It's always God. It's God. Jesus is the one that gives us the victory. He's the one that the battle is His and He will win the victory. That's why in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, this is the last verse I'm going to share. Praise God. Verse 54. With all the victory, with all the power of the devil, for all of us is death. Because of all of our sins, we deserve death. But because of the victory of Christ, here is what Paul was writing. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin that we had all committed. And the power of sin is the law that we all broke. But look at verse 57. But thanks be to God. Say that with me. Thanks be to God. He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have victory in Jesus Christ. It's not our own strength. We don't have it. David acknowledged that. Sabi niya, ako din, wala akong strength. I'm abul lang ako. I'm just a breath. I have nothing. But God will deliver me. And God will put me in the position that He wants me to be in. And after this, that's when he became king. Soon after, many years later, after that battle. And yet, that's something that he knew. In every battle that he would go into, he would come out in song, realizing who God is in his life, that the battle was not his to fight because he can't do it on his own. It was the battle was the Lord's, and that's what he acknowledged. Let's all stand up and pray. Our battles may be much different from David facing a big giant. But sometimes our battles could be finances, a relationship, a career, a boss. And whatever your battle is, realize the same thing that David realized, that it's not his battle. That he needed someone stronger, bigger, more capable than him. And then he knew, even before Jesus came, that it was his Lord. It was God that was going to get them through that battle. And the times where he was defeated, the times when things did not go well for David, he didn't live a perfect life. It was the times when he turned away from God, did not include him in his life. When his army was fighting a battle, he was there in the rooftop, speaking about who was taking a shower. He fell at that time. He didn't have God in his life. When we allow God to step out, or when we step away from God, we can be in trouble. But when we're with God, we're in a position of victory. Whatever battle that you're facing right now, acknowledge who God is in your life. Invite Him in your situation. Instead of saying, Lord, bless my situation. Bless this business. Bless this relationship. Why don't you find out from God, Lord, what do you want me to do? What relationship do I need to surround myself in? Who should be my friends? What business should I get into? What business should I get out of? Lord, who do you want me to minister to? Our perspective needs to be that way. So whatever God is speaking to you, we challenged you last week about that one thing. We're challenging you today. Seek God. Ask Him into your life. In every situation, you can bring glory and honor to His name. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for even for the life of David and his example. That he didn't live a perfect life the same way many of us were not perfect, are not perfect. But I pray, Lord, that you continue to guide us. I pray, Lord, that the same passion that David has for you will be in our hearts and in our minds, all of us here. That we will look at the opportunities where we can be trained, we can be prepared, understanding our perspective. It's not the world's perspective, but it's from your perspective. I thank you, Lord, that you will be glorified in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing this one song.
Has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. The top voice in victory, you're gonna make your praises down. Cause the enemy has been defeated, and death couldn't hold you down. Our voice is victory. We're gonna take
the enemy has been defeated.
Cause the enemy has been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make a prayer.
We lift our voices, Lord.
Cause the enemy has been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. We're gonna lift our voice in victory. We're gonna make the enemy's been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. Gonna lift our voice in victory. Gonna make your praises loud. Because the enemy's been defeated. Death couldn't hold you down. Gonna lift our voice in victory. Gonna make your praises loud.
The enemy's been defeated in your life. We're in a position of victory. Let's just lift up our hands as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that we are in a position of victory. That you will help us in our situation. And that you will be glorified in our situation. Lord, we know, Lord, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. That we can always look to you to be the source of our strength. And the battle is not ours. It's yours. We worship you. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. If you need prayer, our pastors and leaders will be here. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorygreenhills.org/resources.